There are two pieces about this gospel passage. One has to do with the walking on the water, and the other has to do with Peter. It is not only Matthew, but also John's gospel and Mark's gospel that recount the walking on the water. But it is only in Matthew that the reference to Peter is made. When ancient people thought about the beginning of the universe, thought about creation, some of the images they used were images of chaos that becomes order. And not only in the Old Testament, but in many religious writings apart from the writings of Israel, the image of chaos, the image of before creation, is the image of turbulent water, mighty winds, strong waves. And in the book of Psalms, as well as in other non-biblical writings, the image of God creating is walking on the water, the turbulent water. And the water becomes calm and then separates and land appears. That's the image of creation. So when Jesus comes to the disciples walking on the turbulent water, they don't miss the implication that he is the one through whom all comes to exist, and that he is here for a new creation. Saint John, at the beginning of his gospel, says of Jesus, "Through him all things were made, and without him there was nothing that was made." So the images used are images to draw our awareness to the divinity of Christ. Now comes Peter. St. Matthew is Peter's evangelist, just as St. Luke is Paul's evangelist. Peter appears in a whole variety of places in St. Matthew's gospel that he appears nowhere else. In the 16th chapter, Peter is given a name. His name is the Rock. "Upon this rock I will build my church." In this story, in the 14th chapter, he's also given a name. Tiny faith. "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" And what is instructive for you and for me, and the reason that the church invites us to walk into this story, is for all of us, at times in our lives, and perhaps at most times in our lives, our faith is tiny. You know, when things are going really well, and when everything is humming, and when everything works, lots of people don't have any need for God. Because there is the illusion that I am in charge and everything is just fine. But that's not all of life, and every single one of us has had experiences where we haven't been in charge and everything is not right. When we find ourselves with our back against the wall, the parent who realizes how How much is demanded in the rearing of children and wondering, do I have the energy and the wisdom and the insight to do this? The person in the workplace who initially assumed and believed that he or she was up to the job and is now snowed under and wonders, is this really for me? Or the person who undertakes a project and has it all worked out in one's mind, but then as the project unfolds, there are so many unforeseen circumstances that arise that one begins to wonder, one begins to lose heart, one begins to doubt. Or the person who's faced with an illness and comes to the realization that this illness is taking from me far more than I ever dreamed it would. Every single one of us has found ourselves in a place where it is too much for us. And the temptation at that point, the temptation is to allow ourselves to be drawn down. The temptation is to sink into a sense of impossibility, to be overwhelmed. Well, that's exactly the image that is present in the gospel about Peter. He steps out of the boat at the Lord's command and he begins to walk upon the waters. But then the wind is stronger than he anticipated it to be. And he's afraid. And when he's afraid, he begins to sink. Now what Peter does is he cries out for help. And immediately Jesus stretches forth his hands and grabs hold of Peter and says, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" And in those times when we find ourselves with our back to the wall, you and I cry out, "Help me. It's beyond me." And just as he did with Peter, he stretches out his hand and he grabs you and he grabs me and he holds us up. And he says, "Why did you doubt? You of little faith." Now, Peter doesn't get back in the boat on his own. It is the Lord who draws him back into the boat to safety. And it is then that the storm is calmed. The wind subsides. And every single one of us can adequately testify to events in our lives that we presumed or we assumed were far beyond our capacity, and yet somehow we were able to do it, withstand it, accomplish it, get through it. And those mighty winds that buffeted our souls, our hearts, our spirits, now they're calm. Now we're at peace. Well, the wind is not an outside wind, it's an inside wind. It's not an outside cyclone, it's an inside cyclone. It creates havoc within our spirit. We begin to sink. we begin to lose hope and we cry out. And the Lord grabs us. And when we place our trust in Him, and we've all had that experience, when we place our trust in Him, in time that cyclone plays itself out. That wind dies down. That storm is calmed. As we pray today, we come to the altar just as we are. People of tiny faith. People who at times doubt. People who at times lack confidence. We come in faith and we pray as Peter prayed, Lord, help me. And we do so with confidence. We do so with trust. And that same Lord reaches out and lays hold of us and says to us, why did you doubt, you of tiny faith? We turn to the Lord God.